Blog Talk Radio.
Leader said clap, clap. Leader said sway, you sway. But you get to a... point beyond the veil where your worship is for real. Candace is going to come and Bishop Gordon is going to jump in here a little bit. Follow the leader. The leader say, lift your hands, you just lift your hands. The leader say, clap, clap. The leader say, sway, you sway. But you get to a point beyond the veil where your worship is for real. Candace is going to come and Bishop Gordon is going to jump in here a little bit. We'll leave here tonight worshiping the Lord. How many know if he never does anything else, he's already done it all? He's worthy of all the worship because of who he is. Come on, clap your hands, everybody.
hallelujah, were sick one day that wrote this song. Had a heart condition, had a stroke, a young man at 20, always college, about 28 years old. He went to the hospital. When Carlos came back out of that hospital room, I asked him, I said, Carlos, do you have a song? He says, I got one. He says, while I was laying there in that hospital, didn't know if I was going to come back again, I started writing, available.
Yeah.
Thank you. voice and just worship. Lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those. Worship. Somebody just wave those hands. Your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence.
Praise is who I am.
Come on, praise the Lord.
Anybody in here ever felt like giving up? Just throwing in the towel, just giving up. I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, friends and neighbors in Radio Land. We are indeed happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that will separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving, when others have given up and became weary and discouraged on account of certain conditions. Then there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without, fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness, in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress, and in the midst of strength, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same, and that fact is the fact that God is still moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust that he is moving in you. Going briefly into the Word of God, I just want to word your patience for just a moment and speak from the 14th chapter of St. John. That's the 14th chapter of St. John. If you got it, we can go on and read it. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. That in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you." I want to word your patience for a minute and speak with from the subject of come and go with me to my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, it is once again that we stand in John's shoes to declare your gospel. Take my mind, speak through it. Take my mind, think through it. Take my lips, speak through it. Take my ears, let me hear only your voice. It is in the name of the Lord Jesus that we pray this prayer. Amen and amen. I'm shooting from the hip today. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Come and go with me to my Father's house. But John declared, let not your heart be troubled. What does that mean? Let not your heart be troubled. That means, let not your heart be stirred up, discouraged, or drawn into confusion. I'm going to say that again just in case you missed it. Let not your heart be stirred up, discouraged, or drawn into confusion. Because in my Father's house, there is no confusion. There is no discouragement. There is no reason to be stirred up. If you come and you go with me to my Father's house, in my Father's house, there is love. In my Father's house, there is peace. In my Father's house, there is no more pain. In my Father's house, even though sometimes I have to shed a tear, there is no tears because God promised never to wipe all the tears from my eyes. I wonder if I have anybody that is willing to say that they want to go to their Father's house. In the Father's house, there is joy and unspeakable joy. There is nothing but praises unto the Father. I wonder if you will come and go with me to my Father's house, honey. Down here in the natural sense, we have to go through Zuzu Valley and Tokyo's junkyard. Down here, we have to experience heartache and heartbreak. Down here, we have to go through all these many different things. But in my Father's house, there is where we find rest. I mean, down here we are sometimes up and sometimes down. We're sometimes criticized, sometimes talked about, sometimes backstabbed. If you know the song, watch out for them backstabbers. But I come to tell you that God is still on the throne. I come to tell you that if you would only trust in him, you will be all right. I mean, sometimes we depend on people and people fail us, and sometimes we just don't know what to do. A lot of times I just don't even want to get out of bed or answer the phone. We just want to be left alone. But I come to tell you that in the midst of all your troubles, in the midst of all your confusion, even if you're in Sorrow's Valley, there is peace amid your storm. I don't know what your storm is today, but if you will trust in God, he will deliver you. I don't know. All I know is if you come and you go with me to my Father's house, there are many mansions. I think we ought to take time out and God for a mansion, because that is where we're going if we trust in him. See, I like God's chemical plan for redemption, because God's chemical plan for redemption is he'll take my black soul, dip it in red blood, and I come out white as snow. I wonder if anybody is listening to me today. I wonder if you have been through in the kitchen of Sorrow's Valley, and have you gone through a depression, and have you gone through being criticized? Maybe you went into the kitchen of Sorrow's Valley and licked every hand. But I come to tell you that one of these old days, I'm going to put out my Bible and my hymn book. One of these old days, I'm going to put on a long white robe and some golden slippers, and I'm going to walk on in to my mansion. I wonder, have you got encouragement from this short message? Come and go with me to my Father's house.
Don't
those of you that are going through, I want you to wipe every tear from your eye. Because Jesus beat me up someday. Down by the riverside. Can I get a witness up in here?
It's Charlie and the Blues. My dream of hope is true. Can you feel what I'm going through? Clock on the wall keeps ticking, talking, no stopping. And somebody knocking on your door to be home.
Lord, have mercy.
Brother, I can't take no more. So with my knees, I hit the floor. And say,
We'd like to remind you that on Sunday nights we have the twins, Jesse and Jessica Stewart. On Monday night we have the Reverend Jesse Stewart. On Wednesday night we have the Willie J. Bennett at 8:30, followed by a Elder Perry Smith at 9:30. At Thursday night at 8 o'clock, we have the Bishop, George Flint. And right here at 1 o'clock on Saturday, you have yours truly, the Reverend Amos Joseph Collins. So please come and dial in and listen. I know you will be blessed. And so I say to you at this time, the clock on the wall says that's just about all. I will see you again next Saturday.